Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Eileen Washburn is a high school teacher, and she might be losing her job. Why? Here's what's happening.
Lakota Local Schools is accusing Washburn of falsifying sick leave on February 8th and 9th. The district alleges that Washburn was not sick, and instead she, quote, informed several colleagues that she was attending a concert in Nashville while taking sick leave from the district.
These rats, they're supposed to be your friends, and they rat you out and say that you went to Nashville and you weren't really out sick. Not for nothing, but like, what?
They're
what is
jealous.
That?
Yeah, they're jelly.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
What it is. Yeah.
They go on.
The resolution states she refused to answer questions regarding her whereabouts or specifics on her alleged need for sick leave.
Yeah, but obviously, because she was in Nashville, probably going to like a really cool concert.
She played the fifth.
Yeah.
The resolution also states that Lakota Interim Superintendent Elizabeth Lally is recommending that the board terminate Washburn's contract in part because the teacher's alleged actions violated the collective bargaining agreement.
I mean, people, when they get on a soapbox, right? The things that you make examples for and do, they have impacts on people's entire lives, right?
I'm so torn on this because it's like, should she lose her job for this? And she lied. She 100% lied, and she's supposed to be on have those days only if she's sick. But then I know a lot of my friends that are teachers, and like we plan things, and they use their sick days so we can do that.
I mean, here's the thing. It's your personal time off.
No, but right? It's not. You have to remember, when it's teachers, it's different because they have all their built-in vacations that they get. So they only get a certain lot of times a year, and I believe for a lot of districts, they roll over whatever. But they're really, truly supposed to be meant for sickness.
But the intention of something, all right, the reason why a contract is written or whatever is not real life. And that's not, you know, if you went state to state, I'm sure you could argue the rights of whether or not these contracts are actually even enforceable, right? Because the fact is that the time is allotted for you. So what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, I've worked in a job where they tried to tell us when to vacation for many, many years. It's not right. Other people don't live that way.
Right, but that's the career that we chose, much like this is the career she chose, where you get these days, you get the summers off, you get the spring breaks, you get the winter breaks, you get the time off for the holidays, you get all the special holidays, and that's built in to your salary, so these extra days. And I don't know one way or the other how I feel about it. I do know that it's disruptive for students, especially on a high school level, that when you're preparing, you're doing work. I know for like my daughter, her math teacher was sick for a couple of days. She went in early for extra help 2 days this week and sat in the hallway because the teacher was out. I mean, it's not the teacher's fault she's sick, but it can be disruptive to students when they're counting on you to be there.
I mean, again, we're talking about the fact is what? You're the difference between being a president and maintenance worker. That makes no sense whatsoever. That's real life, is that you have to be able to adjust on a daily basis and see what's going on. Not everything depends on your teacher in one subject in one classroom.
You ever lie about being sick? You have?
Of course. Everybody has lied about being sick. You call up, you embellish at the very least. I'm not feeling well. I mean, nowadays you don't have to do that because PTO time is simply PTO time. You just send a message. But back in the day when you had to call, 100%.
I've never in my life called out of work sick.
You have missed out.
Sick.
You have missed out on a part of life.
How about you? Have you? First of all, two questions. One, do you think she should get fired? And two, have you ever called out of work sick when you weren't actually sick? 1-800-330-9999. Eileen Washburn is a high school teacher, and she is facing being let go and losing her job because she took 2 days off saying that she was sick, but told her coworkers that she went to a concert in Nashville. They ratted her out, and now the board wants her gone.
You know, I don't know a ton about Eileen. I mean, if this was her third month there and she was probationary or something, that'd be one thing, right? But if she's been a teacher for 6, 7, 8 years, seems to me she's earned a couple days.
What do you think? Should you lose your job for lying about being sick when you're a teacher in that profession? We asked around the office.
Everybody should get penalized for lying about being sick. You should just be upfront and honest. Not feeling well. Need a mental health day. My kid's sick. Why lie?
No, but like to go on vacation, though.
Yes, she should definitely get penalized. She lied.
Okay.
I know her. Mm-hmm. She is a filthy liar.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy liar right now. I'm calling you out in the hall.
Have you ever lied about being sick to get out of work?
Eons ago. Years ago. Of course.
Yeah. She's like, I do it all the time. No big deal.
She did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her.
All right. Should this woman get fired according to our coworkers?
I don't think so because they deal with so many children and we know how hard that children can be. And I think that sometimes they need a vacation day. And if they need to use a sick day, so be it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. But let's see here.
Have you ever lied about being sick to get out of work?
No, I'm a goody two-shoe. I always tell the truth. I'll use a vacation day.
Every single one of our coworkers says they've never called out.
Right.
Every single one. We asked like 10 of them.
Right. Do we make you testify, though, whether if it's sick or PTO? I think it's a little bit different. I don't know.
Honestly, I think women are more apt not to lie than men are. I really do.
Sounds a little bit stereotypical.
I mean, where
is your evidence?
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what do you think? Does she deserve to lose her job?
Absolutely not. I'm sure she's put in many years of service to her school where she's earned those 6 days. Are they going to pay her if they let her go altogether with all the ones she's earned?
Hmm. I have no idea. No follow-up questions.
I have a follow-up question. Susan, have you ever lied about being sick to get out of work?
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie now. Absolutely, I have.
Right. Who cares? Good for you. Embrace it. Embrace it. You should lie tomorrow, all right? Embrace the horror. Hi, Sophia. What do you think? Should this teacher lose her job?
I mean, I get that. The whole sick day thing is for sick days. It's called sick days for a reason. But at the same time, it's like, if you're a teacher, I feel like you don't really have a life outside of being a teacher.
Not during the school year.
Yeah, I mean, they deserve a life.
And who's the doctor that decides whether or not it's a mental health day, whether or not that qualifies as sick, right? Because, you know, if you need a break, you need a break.
Yeah, that's true.
What we really want to know is, have you called in sick before?
I have called in sick before. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I've called in for, like, days that I'm not feeling up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never called in for wanting to do something on my personal time. And if I have, it's something that you should keep to yourself, really. I feel like not everybody at work needs to know what you're doing all the time.
It feels like you're still not comfortable telling us.
I'm calling out at the end of this month because I'm going to a concert with my brother.
Booyah!
And that's like, okay, wait. But the thing is that the concert is at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean, I get
so
it. That's like midnight as far as morning people are concerned.
She's already sick.
Right.
She's not feeling
well. You're
sick
well.
Now. Exactly.
We're on your side.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.